what do you call them, particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut into little slivers to get a fire started?
Pine.
Big pine?
Pine.
Okay.
What I always called it.
What do you call a place with a rod and hangers for hanging clothes?
Clothes dryer. Uh-huh.
And what about the place where you, when you come in the house you hang up your coat where?
Clothes rack.
I see. what do you call the overlapping horizontal boards on the outside of a house?
Eave.
I see. On the side of the house, boards that overlap.
Weatherboard.
I see. What do you call the covered area at the front or side of a house, where you might have some chairs?
Porch.
I see. What do you call a small porch, usually without a roof on it?
Veranda or something like that, huh?
I see. What do you call a small fenced area next to the barn where cows are enclosed before milking?
A lot.
Okay. What do you call a wall or fence made of rocks or stones?
Wall?
A wall or fence made of rocks or stones?
I'd call it a wall.
I see.
Stone wall.
Okay. What do you call a large wooden vessel that's open at the top, used in carrying water or milk?
Pail.
Would it make any difference if it were wooden or metal? Would you call it one thing if it was wooden?
Well, no. Wooden pail. Metal pail. I suppose. Wooden pail. Used to have all wood, now it's all aluminum or something.
Did you call them pails when they were wood?
Yeah.
I see. What do you call the heavy iron thing used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Skillet.
Mm-hmm. What do you call that thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of? The thing where you turn the water on and off?
Faucet.
And what do you call the same thing that you turn on a barrel? If it were in a barrel, what would you call it?
That'd be a faucet.
What do you call the same kind of thing out in the yard that water comes out of?
Hydrant.
When you buy a few cans of food at the store and they put... What is it that they put the cans into for you to carry it home in?
Well, they put them in paper sacks now.
Uh-huh.
They buy it every week and that's what they're in.
What do you call a large bag made of loosely woven cloth? Like, say, 100 pounds of potatoes you would buy in a bag. What kind of a bag would that be?
Well, it would be a net bag. Generally, what they put them in now. Just a net bag.
I see. What do you call the musical instrument that you hold up to your mouth and blow on?
Harp.
I see. And what do you call the musical instrument that is made out of metal and held between the teeth and picked?
Juice harp.
I see. And what do you call a piece of playground equipment that is made with a long board balanced in the middle and one child sits on?
Seesaw.
I see. What do you call a homemade merry-go-round? Something that goes round and round.
Yeah, we call it a play merry-go-round, I suppose.
Okay.